Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. When I began the broadcast yesterday, I talked about how the Apostle Paul, in seven different places in his writings, practically begged people to pray for him. And I want to thank those of you that heard that plea for praying people to pray over the ministry, pray over my life personally. How do you know how to pray? Pray in the Spirit. Pray by the leadership of the prompting of God in that area that comes to your mind. And you have my profound thanks. The Father says today, come to me, all ye who are weary and burdened, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I'm gentle, I'm humble of heart. And the Father says, you'll find rest for your souls. Why? Because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Beloved, if it isn't yoke easy and if it isn't burden light, then it's not something I've ordained for you in your life, says the Father. You may feel overwhelmed by the weight of your circumstances, the pressures of life pressing down on you, anxieties cloud your mind, or grief weighing heavy on your heart. These burdens can be a crushing weight, leaving you drained, leaving you depleted. But I have a different path for you, a path of peace, a path of rest. Come to me. Cast your burdens at my feet, for I am strong and I am able, and I will carry them for you. Let me be your refuge, your place of solace and comfort. Run into the strong tower of my name. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm gentle and humble of heart. I will not demand of you more than you could bear, or that which I will not afford you grace to walk through. I will guide you in wisdom. I will lead you in compassion. I will teach you to carry your burdens with grace and strength, and you will find rest for your souls. You will find deep and abiding peace that transcends all circumstances. True rest, beloved, comes not from the absence of burdens, but from the knowledge you are not alone. For I am with you always, and I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you. Don't be afraid of what the future holds. The path ahead may seem uncertain, filled with twists and turns you can't anticipate, but I am your guide. I see the end from the beginning, and I have a plan for your life, a plan filled with hope, a promise of prosperity, and a future replete with my purpose. This plan is not to harm you, but to bring you good, to bless you beyond measure. When you seek me with all your heart, and I will reveal these things to you. When doubt and fear cloud your vision, call upon me. Pour out your anxieties and concerns before me, and I will listen with a compassionate ear. Do not be afraid to bring me your questions, your uncertainties, for I'm a God who desires relationship with you. The more earnestly you seek me, the closer you draw to me, the more clearly you will perceive the path that I have laid out for you. Trust that I will guide your steps. Trust that I will lead you to the place I have prepared for you, to your blessing place. For I have promised, when you seek me with all your heart, I will be found by you, says the Lord. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So, passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814, or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PropheticNow. If you use Zelle, propheticnow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814, or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PropheticNow. If you use Zelle, propheticnow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.